Good afternoon. My name is Edie Nesbitt. I have been a registered nurse at the Buffalo VA for 21 years. I am an ICU nurse. I am the veteran care coordinator by LGBT Plus and the director of the National Nurses Union, National Nurses Organizing Committee. I am speaking in a capacity as the director of the union. We are not here today to bash our Buffalo VA. We are here because we love our Buffalo VA and our veterans. We are demanding the VA to take care of the nurses who take care of our veterans selflessly, who kept our country safe. This week, in NNU and NNOC and all the states are standing in solidarity to tell our government to stop the hiring freeze. NNU understands the language that the government used, that this is not a hiring freeze. That is just a talking point. There is a hiring freeze. They are saying that they're just taking longer to fill positions. It already takes 6 to 9 months to get somebody in. So if you're gonna take any longer than that, that is a hiring freeze. It's literally like applying a Band-Aid to an open wound. Nurses walk these halls every single day, 24 hours a day. We are the frontline staff, and no one, I mean absolutely no one in the office from Buffalo to DC can tell us what our truth is. Lack of staff may sound simple, but let's look at a simple equation. If our staffing methodology states one med-surg nurse can take care of 5 patients, do you think when that same nurse have 8 patients, they will be able to provide the same excellent care? Absolutely not. This leads to moral distress of our nurses. Nurses do not want to choose between what they can do for our veterans and what they want to do for our veterans. When I started here 21 years ago, we had a class for 8 hours, and the whole class was telling us how to treat our veterans. Those were the standards that they provided for us. Those are the standards we would like to keep. Veterans deserve the excellent care that we have always provided. The VA decision makers has disseminated the morale of our nurses. The VA has caused our nurses to have moral distress. Hear me out. Nurses asked to fix our pay disparity. The answer was no from the higher up. Nurses asked for alternative work schedules. The answer was hell no from the higher up. Despite all these situations, to be more flexible with our time, it was hell no. We are now asking for more staff. I don't think anybody can say that's unreasonable. Putting our lives and the lives of our loved ones in danger. Everybody does something, but nurses do everything. We are the glue that hold these walls together. We are exhausted with all the no's and the excuses. Give us what we deserve. Lift the hiring freeze. Asking for more staff is not unreasonable. If you are bringing in more veterans, you need to bring in more staff. You cannot continue to bring in more veterans, not increase our staff, and expect us to provide the excellent care that you demand us to provide. We spoke with Secretary Dennis McDonough about 5 or 6 weeks ago. He said he applied for another $12 billion for our budget and waiting for Congress to approve it. NNU has one simple question. How much is too much to provide the nurses and the staff with the resources we so need to take care of our veterans? We love our veterans. We love our facility. The nurses out here, you see, as many no's as we have gotten, we stay here. I will never tell you I came to the VA for money. That's not it, because it's not there. But there do come a time where you have to put your foot down. We represent 300 nurses who are very, very down in their spirits, who are experiencing moral distress. The worst thing in the world as a nurse is to not be able to give your patient what they deserve. Our veterans kept us safe when we had no idea we was unsafe. We was all somewhere sleeping at night. When COVID was going on and we were in the trenches, people that sit in high places was making Zoom calls. And we are just fed up. We are fed up. We want fair pay. We want them to fix the pay disparity. We want more staff. We want alternative work schedules, and we are tired of hearing no. Somebody needs to stand up like we do. We stand up every single day. Nobody in the office can tell me the truth of us. Because we walk these halls, we see it, we live it, and when we work in unsafe conditions, we write it up, we put it in writing, and we have it to prove it. Somebody needs to stand up for us the same way we stand up for our veterans. We don't ask for much, but now we are fed up.
So 21 years you've been here, give us an idea of how bad the staffing shortage you say is.
So it's the same equation. If you are tasked to take care of 5 patients and that's your max, what happens when you have 8 patients?
Is that what you have now?
Sometimes nurses do. And it's very simple. We are getting more patients in because of the PACT Act, but we have a freeze on hiring. So that means when a position, when somebody leaves, they're deciding whether they're gonna fill the position. And some of our positions, they post internally. That may sound like, oh, they posted a position, but that means a nurse inside is gonna take that position and leave another area short.
Is this putting patients at risk, do you feel?
I feel like we are trying to sound the alarm before it gets bad, because eventually something bad is gonna happen. Nurses are tough, we're resilient, and we make it happen. But how much for how long before something bad really happens?
Can you spell your first and last name?
E-D-I-E, first name, N-E-S-B-I-T-T.
And your title again?
I am the director of our union. I am an ICU nurse, and I am the veteran care coordinator for LGBTQ+ veterans.
I was reading the ICU is having staffing shortages.
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, here come my ICU nurses, yes. So, and they did some moving positions around, but the thing is, on any given day in the ICU, it's a disaster waiting to happen. Normally, fully staffed. Imagine working short staffed and those disasters start to happen. We're not asking for much. I don't feel like we're asking for much. And anytime something is going on at the VA, it's all over the place. You don't hear much from us. But enough is enough. And we really need the VA to step up and stand up for us like we stand up for our veterans. We love our veterans. They have selflessly gave so much. When they leave and they go to war and they come back, their lives have changed forever, mentally, physically, emotional. And we want to make sure that we are able to support our veterans the way they supported us. And all we're asking is to be fair to the people who take care of our veterans, who kept our country safe. That's all we're asking.